This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Mike, we were talking about some of these undrafted free agents, and you were talking about Kobe Bryant with the C.
And his 6 foot, 180 pound cornerback,
well,
by the way.
His post, and you got to love it, man, but look, he's got the highlights to prove it. I know most of you don't watch Kansas football, but the fact is, he was like, there's not 26 corners better than me in this draft. And the Falcons bring him in. And sometimes, to your point, you just don't know what you're getting.
Right.
And but I love the fact that he put this out there and was just like, okay, I'll go prove it. No problem. You know, he thought he was going to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
But to Mike's point, size. And he's a long guy who makes plays. He's got, you know, one-hand interceptions. He's knocking guys, you know, to the ground. He's an aggressive tackler. But we'll see. I mean, again, these are not guys you're going to be focused on because you're not going to see them a whole lot. But behind the scenes, Mike, these are the kind of guys that might eventually pop, and you never know if they make the squad or not.
All Big 12, 13 picks in his career, and he's Kobe Bryant. You know, so. So, you know, granted, naming your child after celebrity is never a guarantee he'll be successful. There's a lot of Jesus's out there, Carl.
This
but
true.
We'll see how he can do. But that's one of the guys that I'm looking forward to because it's just kind of funny because as we joke around and say, well, you're too close to it, it's just one of those guys that I happen to, every time I did a mock draft, that dude's name came up and he was always there where we were picking and looking around. So it will be interesting.
Where did you take him in the mocks?
He was always in the fourth or fifth round.
Okay.
You know, and in some cases. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't have a fifth rounder, you know, obviously. So that was, you know. Hard to do unless you're going to move back in. But we've got some dudes. It'll be very interesting to see who makes the impact. Nick Nash is the wide receiver who led the league. I mean, all of college football, not just out there in the WAC, or was the Mountain West, whatever San Jose State is in. But anyway, he led in receptions, touchdowns, receiving yards, Mountain West, the big M-dub. But anyway, this is a guy, we were joking around off the air about, you know, it's funny. Everybody wants the plucky white wide receiver if they're good. You know, I mean, I don't want just, you know, one for the sake of having one as a mascot. But I mean, you know, you want to have that, you know, Wes Welker or the M-dub. Yes, it's always the Patriots. But I mean, there's guys, I mean, Hunter Renfrow's trying for a comeback with Carolina, apparently. Mm. But, you know, I don't care what color you are, but as long as you can get open, he's not a speed burner, but he's one of those dudes who just has the knack for getting open. That's, I mean, in any league, in any level of play, those numbers are impressive.
Those are a couple of guys. There are more. I like the Carter kid out of Michigan State, the running back. I mean, like, again, we have those guys, but you just don't know, Mike. You can, again, I don't feel like you can ever have enough. Corners, running backs, there's just certain positions. Even though, you know, I think Terry Fontenot told us, you know, that he recently saw who was it? He said he was all yoked up, that he came into the facility and he was like, oh, I just ran into him. Not Bijan. He ran into our other back, Mike.
Oh, Tyre Allgeier.
Yeah, he said he was all yoked up and he was like, man, he's been working out. And that's great, but I like that kid too. Carter was really good for Michigan State, but there's a bunch of guys.
Yeah, Georgia Tech's Jordan Williams. I want to say he was third team all ACC.
Yep.
But a guy that had some experience, you know, playing for a very, again, one of the best running teams in the country in Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
So that's going to hopefully translate. But again, seventh rounders, you know, there's always, you know, the odds are never great, or if you're undrafted free agent, but. There's been a bunch of guys that made it to the Hall of Fame. I always come back to our guy, Jesse Tuggle, probably being our most famous undrafted free agent coming through the Falcons. But, yeah, a bunch of dudes and some guys that have some experience at some big programs, too, by the way, from Miami and Michigan State. We got an interior lineman. So it's, again, just a matter of trying to see who can compete. And sometimes these guys do flash. I hope we're talking about these guys when we're at Hooters at Mall of Georgia and our coverage. And I think this year, with all the work being done, you'll be able to watch the Falcons up there at Flowery Branch.
Yeah,
fans.
No doubt. It should be back to normal. Romo, which will be great for the fan base. It's Dukes and Bell, guys.
Simeon Barrow, that's the guy. I couldn't think of that. That's the guy who was a transfer from Michigan State to Miami. Defensive tackle.
They picked him up as well, undrafted free agent. We've been talking a lot about our thoughts on the overall draft class, trying to focus on our Falcons. I mean, listen, if you want to ask us about another team, we're more than welcome to get into that. But there were a lot of names called. And when you start talking about who won and who didn't, just don't do that. It's ridiculous for me to tell you that at this point when none of these guys have played a snap and haven't won anything or, for that matter, had any impact on these teams. But if you're talking about need, and Mike, by the way, can we stop saying take best athlete? Because I've been saying this.
Right.
Need. It's exactly what we needed. We needed defense. They went and got it, and they drafted exactly what I want. Mike, first, second, all three picks, defense, right. defense. And then they went and said, all right, you know what, we're going to get another defensive guy.
Right, and Billy Bowman, as we said, is more of that hybrid Richie Grant was supposed to be at a UCF, a guy that can compete in the nickel-to-dime package. Obviously, all your passing downs, a safety who's got ball-hawking skills. Xavier Watts is a ball-hawk with 13 career picks, the last 2 years, I should say, for Notre Dame, which is great. So you got some exciting pieces. And again, a seventh-rounder, it's a coin toss, but it's a big lineman from Wisconsin. The big thing about this draft, as we said to start the show, and we said this on Friday, it really is a matter of, does James Pierce Jr. have that impact? Because with all due respect to Arnold Ebiketie, we want to see these guys hit the ground running. I know what I've got with Jalen Walker. He's going to start as an edge rush guy. But you know when you, sometimes you just know, right? You see it, and we've seen other rookies. See, that's my thing. Why do other rookies for other teams have immediate impact on defense? But for us, it's always, you know, so few and far between. Well, hopefully that changes now.
Roll. I mean, honestly, this comes down. This is why it was important for Jeff to say, Olbert, the defensive coordinator, what are we going to do with him to start? I didn't want to hear him. I was going to be very disappointed, Mike, if I heard him say, well, you know, it's going to be all over the field. Wrong answer. What is he doing? And can he master that? Thank you. And get us the pressures we need. Like, let's let him do what he does best. Let's not try to, you know, reinvent the wheel here. And so when he said, hey, look, he's going to be an edge guy, and that's where I'm starting him. I don't give a crap about all this size stuff. And he brought up a great example, and it's a guy that I know that I hadn't even thought about in many years. He was talking about Michael Huff, who also was out of University of Texas, 6'6", 6 foot, 6'1", maybe. Played 10 years in the league, Mike, but when he came out, it was like, oh, he's a little smallish, I don't know. And he was a very productive guy. Now, I actually think Jalen has the potential to be way better, to be honest with you. But the point is, if you start talking about comparables and guys like, oh, the size, and Jeff said, look, I don't care about that. Brick was like, that he's going to do this and play. This is what he's done his entire career. But that's what I needed to hear. So now we know this is what he's going to do. The other stuff was extra, okay? Edge, great, let's go.
As we said, guys that went ahead of him, we talked about him just basically, and it was funny. I love, as we said earlier, one of our favorite interviews of recent memory, talking to Jalen Walker on Friday up at Flower Branch, talking about Kelvin Banks going from Texas a couple spots ahead of him, 9 overall. And that's a guy that he just beat. I mean, just whipped like all of the Georgia Bulldogs in against Texas. Two times they played.
It is what it is, bro.
But yeah, but Pierce, you know, we talk about impact. And guys, go back and look. I'm looking right now. Jared Verse last year, rookie of the year defensively. Will Anderson for the Texans. Now, granted, these are high picks, but Jared Verse was, you know, a guy that we knew and we said that guy's going to be something. Sauce Gardner for the Jets. Micah Parsons in 21.
But they didn't ask, this is what I'm saying, they didn't ask those guys to come in and do something different than what they were great
at. Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Right. Jared Verse went to the Rams and they said, do what you did.
Nick Bosa, 19. Marshawn Lattimore, you know, kind of tailed off a little bit for the Saints, but he was solid out of the gate.
See, Mike, and real quick.
Aaron Donald. These are all guys that came in, you knew immediately these guys are rock stars.
But this is why I don't like this hybrid crap.
Correct.
That's my issue. Like, what are we running? How do we need to approach this? And let's go. Like, that's what Jeff Olbrich is attempting to do.
And if Jalen Walker is 6'3", automatically he's an edge, but because he's 6'1", he can't?
Correct.
This is ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
You know, we've talked about that. I said, Lawrence Taylor was 6'3". He wasn't 6'6". You know what I mean? These guys are just, you're a baller.
Yeah, that's all that matters.